Wir haben da, bei Beis und mit Beis. Let's again quickly go over the Maisa we had learned yesterday. Tana Rabbonon, Mishetzoru Beis Chashminoi Zelze. When the Beis Chashminoi, there were two brothers that were fighting who should take over the Meluche. Hayurukenes mi bifnim varistublis mi bachut. So Hukenes was inside Yerushalayim, Aristobulus was outside of Yerushalayim, and they surrounded Yerushalayim that one cannot go out or go into Yerushalayim. So those Bibifnim had a problem how to be makrib the Kolbim Tomit, because they did not have access to Tloim. B'chol yom hoyu mishalshalim lehem b'kupe dinrim. So they used to go and send down a kupa full of dinrim to purchase tloim, v'yimalim tmidim, and mibachut they were malah tmidim. Hoya sham zaken echot. There was inside Yerushalayim a zaken echot. Shoyamaker b'chokmas yevonis. Now chokmas yevonis was a way that a person could speak about parvinyonim. But really, if one understands it, so he could be Meramez other in Yonim. And this Zokain wanted that the Aristobulus and the Bekatilei should conquer Yerushalayim. So through Chochmas Yevonis, he spoke to them, to those on the outside, and they understood what he meant. Those on the inside did not understand what he's saying. Amar lahem kol zman shoiskim b'avoide ein nimsorim b'yetchem. Kol zman they're doing the avoide, so you won't be able to conquer them. They got the message. L'mochor shushulu dinrim b'kupe. They sent down dinrim in a kupe v'helu lem chazir. Kivin shegir l'chatzi achoyme noa tziponov b'choyme b'nizdas eretz Yisroel arba meyes parse al arba meyes parse. Boise sha'omru oru ha'ish she'yegadol chazayrem v'oru ha'odom she'yelameid es b'noi chochmas yevonis. Ben Yoda says that really they should, the first klola should have been oru ha'odom she'yelameid es b'noi chochmas yevonis, because that's how it started. But pshat is that b'shaitai they didn't know, they didn't realize what happened, that it came from this Zokin Mibifnim. So they thought those on the outside did it on their own accord. So they were Makalo. To Makalo Vaistis, this Chazir had a terrible, detrimental effect on Eretz Yisrael and on Yerushalayim. So they were Makalo, a person who's Megadol Chazirim. And then later they found out the Sibir, that this came about through the suggestion of the Zokin who had known Chochmas Yevonis. So they were Mekalo, Or Odom Shilamedes Benoi Chochmas Yevonis. Now, they bring down, the Eitzim Eforshi Talmud brings down the Er Zerua in Hilchus Psochim Simen Reish Tezayin, Klaus HaShaila. The din is that the tmidim have to be mevuker dalad yomim koydem akrabosim. You have to be mevaker the tloim 4 days before every day. You have to be mevaker and it shouldn't have a mum. So he clears a shaila, is this ma'akev or is not ma'akev? Is it a mitzvah? But what if you weren't mevaker and b'shas akrova doesn't have a mum, that is sufficient? Or the biker is leikuvit. So he brings a raya from our gemara. They sent up Tloim, and it would seem when they sent up the Tloim, they were makrib them that day. So there was no bikur of Dalad Yomim. So we see from this that it is not ma'akiv, that the bikur is not ma'akiv. That's what brings Zerai. But then he has a problem. There's a Tesefta, the Tesefta says, Ha'shoichet tomid b'shabes she'ainei mevukar. a person shechted a tamid that's not mevuka, chayiv chatos. So he's chayiv chatos, it's a chilu Shabbos, v'yachsev yobi tamid achem. So you see from the Tesefta that Biker is makiv. So Memele, so he has a big problem. So how were they able to be makriv the Tamidim? They were einam of a kol. This kasha there Zeruah asks. Leitzim Afoshi Talmud wants to bring down two terutzim. Terutz number one was that the Mishnah says, Ein peichsin mi shisha tloim amabakorim belishkas atloim. That they always had, in the lishkas atloim, they had six tloim mibukorim. They had six tloim. So when they sent up the two tloim, so they weren't makriv them right away. They had the mile of supply of six. So they were makriv two already mibukim for 4 days. And then they put these on the list. And since they had six, and then these two came up, so they were able each day to be makriv tloy mevukor. That's one teretz. Or a second teretz, he brings down, maybe there was semach on the yidn on the outside. They knew you needed, I mean, they were kozman, the zokin didn't give them this eitzah, so, they were cooperating with the Eden from the inside. So they knew you needed Tloim of Akorim, so there was Seimach on them. They were Mavakir for a day. They were on the outside. They sent up Tloim of Akorim for a day. Now, let us go a little further. Valoisa Shah Shanino, Maise Shebo Eimer, Maestas Megino Isatrifim, and Dumon, Menachasim Megago Isatrifim, Shtelechem mibikas ein soicha. Before we see Rashi, I'd just like to mention what the Gemara says in Menachis. The Gemara says in Menachis, ki moto oima lehavi yodi mehechi aisi oima. That means after this eitzah from the zokein, so those on the outside got smart, and they realize their whole success will come about if they'll be mevatel d'avoidim. So Mamel, they didn't send up tloim. There's no tamidim anymore. And now, when the time came to be makiv the kol b'noima, or to be makiv the shtei alechem, they wanted to make sure they won't have the oimer the shtei alechem. So they were makiv the tvuah, that there shouldn't be any tour to be makriv the oimer and the shtei alechem. So this is lashon the gemara, ki mota oimer lehavi yodi mehechi aisi oimer. From where can they bring the oimer? The ktsiras oimer. Da chayoles hechrivu kol svivais Yerushalayim. Achazu. So they gave out achazu. If anyone knows where you can get tvuah for the oimer, so this is the lashon gemara. I'm saying over the lashon gemara because we understand Tosfos better. Also, who charsha? So a cheresh came. Now Rashi says this cheresh was a shemei avein medaber. Oisiv choda yoda aigra. So he put one hand on the roof. V'chod yoda al tzrifa. In one hand, he put on a tzrif. A tzrif is it's like a hut. It doesn't have a roof. It's like a teepee. It's made out of a rovis. That's all. That's the only way he could communicate. He was a cheresh. He was an einim edaber. So he put one hand on the roof, one hand on this hut. Omar leimot chai. So the Pashas of Loshen HaTzarashi learns Pshate was speaking about Mordechai from the Megillah. He was still alive. Tosfos wonders about this. Barashi learns this was Mordechai from Shushan HaBira, but Mordechai was in Eretz Yisrael then. Mi keduchte deshmei tzrifen gagois oi gagois tzrifen. Is there a place? Is there an area in Eretz Yisrael that has such a name, Tzrifin Gages or Gages Tzrif. He understood that's the message what this Cheresh wants to tell us. He can't express himself. There was no sign language in those days, but he put one hand on a gaga, one hand on a tzorif, so he understood. Batku ba'ashkechu, they found such a place of gagei srifim, and there was, they found soirim for the kol benoima. Ki boi lai suye beiz alechem, they also had a problem. They have a yodi, lasuye, they didn't know where they can bring the shtei alechem. Achrezu, oma hu charshe, Oisev Chodev, Osahu Charshe, so the Scherish came. Oisev Chodev Yoda Aene, he put one hand on his eye, but Chodev Yoda Asicho. Sicho is the hole in the mezuzah sadeles that the bolt that locks the door, that bolts the door, goes through this hole. So this is a hole in the mezuzah. And it's called Sicho. Again, Mordechai asked, "Umi ike duchte dishmei ein soicher, oi soicher ayin, soicher zaloshen somoy." So, Memele, they found it. So that's this ein soicher, mibikas ein soicher. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. It was very interesting that, I once heard B'Shem Rabbi Yankiv Zachayna Levroche, he said, the Gemara says, Shmuel said, Nehirinli Shvili Derekia Kishvili Denardoa. That Shmuel said that he knows the Shvili Derekia, the stars and the paths of the stars and the Shemayim, like he knows the Shvilim of Nardoa. Pakat, he was a Boki in Chochmas HaKechov, Shmuel. Rabbi Yankim said, "Aber weiß dois, he knew Shvili de Nardoi. If he didn't know all the streets in Nardoi, I could also say the same thing. Nirli Shvili de Rekiek, Shvili de Nardoi. I don't know Shvili de Nardoi. That's nearly the same thing as Shvili de Rekiek. Al Kaponim weiß dois, he knew Shvili de Nardoi." So Shtikal Hora I had, very interesting. Mordechai was the only one who was able to figure out what this Cheresh, the message that the Cheresh is giving them, but it seems he didn't know all the Meshavis. Yes, is there such a place? Ain't Seicher, Seicherai, and he got the message what the Cheresh was telling, but it seems he didn't know that they had to tell him. They knew all the Baisleis. He had enough when he was Bebeis HaMelech, he had a Chaparayim to learn that. Now he wasn't involved anymore with the streets in Meshavas and Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, he didn't know the small shtetlach, the small kvarim. He didn't know this. The Marsha says that they had to make sure that the Oivim should not find out about it, about these areas. That's why the only one who knew was a cheresh. That was this makavoneh. They were megala to a cheresh where one can find soirim or chitim, because the cheresh, and when they were machis, because the cheresh will get into the hands of the oyev. The oyev, you don't have such a chacham like Mordechai, you can figure out some emela, so the cheresh could not communicate. So Mamela, that is why the Cheresh was the one who knew where there were still soirim and chitim growing, that they could be mekayim, the mitzvahs of tzira soimer and stay alechem. Let us see Rashi, v'aloysa shoshaninu b'menoches maisish sheboho oimer, sho yerogu lovoi min akorvi l'Rishalayim, it seems then they were capable of leaving Yerushalayim, but it seems the Oyev made sure that there shouldn't be any Tvua surrounding Yerushalayim. Now let us see Taisvitz. ליגדל אדם חזירים, ומתאימה טיפק לידה עושה לעשה סחירה בכל דבורים תמאים, סטייסי סקשה, you're not allowed to be מגדל חזירים, because you're not allowed to make סחירה בדבורים תמאים. נסם בסך השביעיס, נסם סחירה בנבילוס את חיפס, בפרק הראשון עם יומר ציידי חיה באויב שנזדמנו להמינים תמאים, if was nizdamnu, they're permitted to do, make schoire with them. Dakin nizdamnu, aval chathil aloi, kida dorishosam, yu bab yosin yu, to yizkoyna namidoshin in sheketsu lachem, shloi lasoi schoire bohen. Betiritz rabbeinu tam, the iser, and can be this is an iser, the araise, dainu davke, bedova hoimid lachile. To make schoire with a dovo that's also bachile, that is also min atoir. Avo megadlon, lasais, limshayach, oirais, peshumnon, but if a person is megadl chazerim, that with the lard, it seems they smear the lard on the oiris, oilamoichon, li yisroel, sheyimshach ben, that means either he'll use it for his oiris, or he sells it to Yidin, so that you're allowed to sell lard to a yid, because it's not being used for eating purposes. B'chol chaylev muta limka hechad leko yilachil. You're allowed to sell chaylev also. It's muta bahanos, you're allowed to sell it. O b'yirishalmi nami meforesh by pirke desusim v'chamayrim sh'ilas b'em s'chayre, b'shem d'stomon l'mlocha, even though you're not allowed to do s'chayre b'dvorm t'meyim, that's tafke, the s'chayre is l'achile. You're selling it lachila for goyim, or that is also. But if the whole purpose of the schoire is for other purposes, chutz miachila, so you're allowed to do business with it. So there was a business of gidl chazeinim. It was a flourishing business. They needed it for the yoyres. So memela, so therefore they made a oru megadl chazeinim. For also la'odom shilamei b'noi chochmas yevonis. It's not the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Va'oru la'odom shi'lamed es b'nei chokhmas yevonis." The because we'll see from Taisvus. V'imtayma, fact Taisvus olay bepulme shal titas gosru. This gzeire not to teach someone chokhmas yevonis was nischadish by the chuban of the bayis sheini. כדברינם בפרק בסרה דסויטה, בטיטס הויו בשס חובן, כדברינם בנזוקן, ומלכס בייס חשמינוי קודמו טובה, כדברינם פרק עמד אבוי דזורה, so ממילא, so it's very modern, the Gemara says in סויטה, that this גזיר הנתתי, שחוכמס יבונס, was נסחדש בשס תחובן, and here it says, that there was already בשס מלכס חשמינוי, Yishloime de mikore gozlu v'le kiblu minayo. There was a gzeir attacked before, but just like Toysus had said by the gzeir is Ezra, by Tvile Lekeri, that it wasn't a skabu. So here this gzeir was also nikza. Shilame de neichoch mashibonis, it wasn't a skabu by Klal Yisrael. And later, by Pum Mishel Titus, Bishas Tachub, and Klal Yisrael was makabu the gzeir. Inami, so they say the second test, he have a boy lemekim v'ora lehoye mikri yavarni. So they say the second test, that there was no Israel. They just made a klola. They said a person who's megadol chazerim, is mekulo from chazal, letusa derabona. You want to accept the klola? That's your brere. You can do it. But chazal never made an Israel. They just were mekalo. That's what Lachir, the Dibar HaMasla, Batesh is being, Va'orah Lo'odom. They didn't make an Issa. So Memele, but by Pulme Shaltitis, they made an Issa. They made an Issa, Shilami B'nai Choch Masyavonis. Benira Taisvus says, Le'yagadu the Masnis, Ne'yosek Zer the Pulme Shaltitis. So Taisvus just was, Chalek, this is differentiated between an oral and the Isser of the Pulmish Shaltita. And so let us learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Im gadlum chazeirim b'chol mokim. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now, this is an Issa. Taisvis just said, so according to the second Teretz of Taisvis, Im gadlum es chazeirim b'chol mokim, this is an Issa, which was neschadish, I pull Mishal Titus, our Mishnah. Because that which was Bimei Chashmanim was either an Oro or was an Eskabo, so it was an Issa. So, where did our Mishnah get this Issa? It can't be from the Bimei Chashmanim. So, Kochach, you have to say that the pull Mishal Titus, they were Geyser and Lugadul Chazayim. Now, if you look in the Mishnah in Saita, where it says they were Geyser, I pull Mishal Titus, they were Geyser now to learn Chochmas Yevonis. But this din of Ein L'Gadol Chazayim you don't find in the Mishnah. We have here our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to be Megadol Chazayim. So where did this come from? So Taisva says, Al Kochoch, you have to say, just like Bishas, the first Gzeire, or the first Oru, it was a set. Oru shloi legadol chazeirim, oru mishalamidas mnei chochmas yevonis. So when the Gemara, when the Mishnah mentions in Saita that they were geyser shloi yelamidas mnei chochmas yevonis, some of them they were also were geyser shloi legadol chazeirim. So if it says in our Mishnah that it's also legadol chazeirim, this alkochach originated from pulmis sheltitzus arosh. And in that tkufe, where they were fighting, the Bnei Hashmonai were fighting one with the other, so there we learned that the Oima came from Gagei Satzrifen, Shalechem came from Mikas Ein Seichel. Zuktaisves, Mishnehi b'menachas v'peg Rabbi Yishmael, v'im toima, v'hod b'imei molt chai havei ha'maise. So from the Gemara it would seem that this happened b'mei Mordechai. Kedama hosam b'gemara, da osa charshe, oisev yodoy agane, omer lehem Mordechai, is there such a city that's called Gagoy Srifin? V'tayim g'doyli, moye Mordechai kol kach, merchoye Mordechai kol kach, that Mordechai had such an ariches yomim, that it was bizman chashmeinoy, the base chashmenoi loy hoya kiim the reshash makes a girsa reis vov shonim koi de ma chulben. It was 206 years before the chulben base chashmenoi. So Mamelin Motre was by the beginning of the Vabaye Sheni. So he lived so long. Over 200 years. Kiyoma pe kamada vay de zora. He wasn't a youngster when they built the Vabaye Sheni. So Rashi Taka says it was Mordechai. Rashi Taka says, and Rashi didn't bat an eyelash. Weiss Taisi had a riches yomim. The Nira Lari, the Chol Oysan, Shehoyu Bekiyim, Bilmozim, Bursheinais, Hoyu Nikroim Al Shem Mordechai, Vishoyu Roish, Vechochem Lahakel. That means he was the one with some, by Mixam Beserish, some also, they didn't speak him, so they, he was able to figure out what they were saying, so the Gemara attributes everyone who can figure out if it's a cryptic message, they call them Mordechai. V'oisei maise de gimel noshim de maise osam. The Gemara brings out three maise. There was a third maise that three women brought two kinim and Mordechai was able to figure out that the kinim were not brought, they were zovin. The kinim was not brought out zive, because if it's zive, that's a kine shel chayva, so one oif is a chatos and one is an oilo. But Mordechai figured out that they weren't sakona through the zive, and they brought an adove with kinim. And both are oilas. The Gemara attributes this to Mordechai. Mordechai was able to figure this out from their Loshen, but that was their intent. So there, Taisa says, there you can't make any dreidlich. Voisei maise de gemul noshim, the maise, also this is the third maise, nirashai Mordechai mamish. There it seems it was Mordechai, but there there's no problem, because it doesn't say when this occurred. The first two maises said that it occurred be mechash meinoim. So Mameo Taisa says it's not mestava that this is Mordechai. But the third maise, it could be happened much earlier. I need this name, Psachya alakinim, that Psachya Mordechai was Psachya, and he was the one that took care of the kinim. This could have happened at the beginning of the Bayer Shein. So the Gemara asks, V'chokhmas Yevonis mi asire? Is it also, Chokhmas Yevonis is also, I made an oru. Vasanya Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Be'eretz Yisrael, Neretz Yisrael, Loshen Susi. I don't understand why others speak Loshen Susi. Loshen Susi Lomo. Oy Loshen HaKadosh, Oy Loshen Yevonis. They should either speak Loshen HaKadosh or Loshen Yevonis. So Rashi says, Loshen Susi Lomo. Eloy Loshen HaKadosh or Loshen Yevonis. Who Loshen Tzach? These two Lashonis are as a clear Loshen, a pure Loshen. V'susi Loshen Nilako, it's not a slang Loshen, it's not a clear Loshen. So Rebbe said, why did I speak Susi in Eretz Yisrael? You speak either Loshen HaKadosh or Loshen Yevonis. V'omer Rav Yosi Bovel Loshen Arami, why did I speak above a Loshen Arami? A Loshen HaKadosh, a Loshen Parsi. So Rashi says, Parsi, Loshen Noe. It's a nice Loshen. Mi'arami. Beretz Yisrael, Asmuch Eliyavon, Noket, Yevoni. That means there seems there were two alternatives. There were two languages spoken, Yevoni or Loshen HaKadosh. Mobel Asmuch Eliyavon, Noket, Loshen Parsi. But Al Kaponim, Rebbe had a taina why they were using Loshen Susi in Eretz Yisrael. They should speak Loshen Yevoni or Loshen HaKadosh. That's an Egeya Lono. So it seems that they spoke Loshen Yevoni, and nothing is wrong with that. And here they said, Oru Sheilamid Espnoi Yevonis. So the Gemara answers, Omri Loshen Yevoni Lachut Chochmas Yevonis Lachut. Is Loshen Yevoni and Chochmas Yevonis. The Etzem Loshen is a very Choshev Loshen. It's a clear Loshen. So therefore, that was Rabbi Steiner. Chochmas Yevonis, as we mentioned before, from Teres Chaim, Rashi Menoches, was a Chochme that they were capable of speaking about the goli, they were speaking about Parav Ezachen, but they were able to be Maramez, hidden Kavonis. That's Chochmas Yevonis. The Klola was on Chochmas Yevonis. Chochmas Yevonis, B'nei Paltim Akrevim Lamalchus Mesaprim Bo. Those who are near the royalty, these they used to, in order to hide what the Divrei Malchus, they used to speak Dafkin and touch a Loshen that a person could not understand what they're talking about. Loshen Susi. Now we have here an argument that Rebbe Tainet, why did they speak Loshen Susi in Eretz Yisrael? Not a person has a choshev Loshen. Rabbi Yosef had a tiny way they speak Loshen Arami in Bovel. Now Tosva says, Nira, the Loshen Susi, who Loshen Arami? Loshen Susi is Loshen Arami. How do I know that Loshen Susi is Loshen Arami? Kedi Omar, Ayihi Loshen Susi Kal Beinecho. The Medrash says, Loshen Susi should not be kal beinecha. Shrei b'teire, u'b'neviim, u'b'ksuvim, cholok lo yakos, akosuv kovet. The Teire gave kovet to this Loshen. That means this Loshen is brought down in Teire Neviim Ksuvim. Teire d'chsiv yigar sa'aduso. Neviim d'chsiv kidno taimrim lohoim. B'ksuvim Daniel ve'ezer, which is in Loshen Arami. Now, So we see from the Medrash clearly that Lavan spoke Lashon Sulsi. We see that Daniel spoke Lashon Sulsi, because the Medrash says, Al Tehi Ayi Lashon Sulsi Kal Bay Necha, because the Torah was Chayla Kovet, it is Lashon. Now, V'lovan Hoya Me'eram Narayim, that's Aram, so L'chayra they spoke Arami. V'ezra, V'Daniel, Nami Kareyu Lashon Sulsi, Afal Gav, that says Daniel, the Posik in Ksuvim, brings down this Lashon, that Lashon Sulsi, Afal Gav, D'chsiv Bey, V'yedavlu Akazim L'melech Aramis. So you see that Sulsi and Aramis are the same. So, we have here a taina of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, where Taisus is saying why they spoke Lashon Arami in Eretz Yisrael and in Babel. So why was the Gemara Mishana the Lashon? Both are Lashon Arami, so why did Rabbi say, why did he speak Susi in Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yosef said, why did he speak Arami and Babel? Be consistent, why did he speak Arami in Eretz Yisrael and Babel? Why did he change the Lashon? Behold, the Noka talked about Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Susi, but Babel Noka Lashon Arami, Emi Rabbeinu Tam, Levi Shema'at Mishtane. There was a small change in the dialect between the books, so that some Lashon was Lashon Arami, but there was a change. Kein Lashon Laz, Shemedabrim Oisei Lashon Tzach, Bemdina Achaz, Yoisei Mibacheres, that in Lashon Laz Gufe, there's the Queen's English, and then there's American. It's a different English, it's not the Yesidistic English, it's different. So Memele, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't speak the pure Aramish, they spoke Susi. Bavu, they spoke the pure Aramish. And Tais says, I'll prove it to you. Ki Unklus Hager, Naefna Unklus Hager, which with the Targum was written in Aramish, what Unklus wrote, that's the words are the correct words to be used. So let's see, Ki Unklus Hager, Tirgem, Eid Hagal Hazeh, Soid de Gura Hadei. So we see what is the equivalent of Gal in Aramish. De Gura. That's what the De Gura. The Lovan Korelei Yigar Sahadusa. Why do you call it? You should call it Digar Sahadusa, not Yigar. So you see, Lovan spoke a little differently. Lovan did not speak pure Aramish. Yeah. The nearly Lashon Shediba Lavan, which is not the pure Aramish, because we see the Targum is the pure Aramish, that's who Lashon Sulsi. This is Lashon Sulsi. So Mela, that's Lashon Sulsi. Now, Taisus wants to analyze what's this Sulsi, this word Susi, Baal Shem Suya Nikra Susi, the Suya Hi Aram Narayim, Baram Tzoyve, Shekovash David, Baal Shem Shekroiva Leretz Yisrael, and Loshen Aram Yishalo Tzach Kolkach. Now since this is the Arami that was spoke in Surya, and the Arami that was spoke in Surya was not a perfect Aramish, because it was Kreivel Eretz Yisrael. So, between you and me, I really don't understand this, how Eretz Yisrael was Makalkul Velosh and Arami. Well, I have the faintest idea what they spoke in Eretz Yisrael. We may love and I doubt very much if they spoke Losh and Akkadish, they spoke Losh and Ivri, I don't know, they spoke Kanani, they spoke a different Losh. But I'll compone him, so why? Why, since they were close to Eretz Yisrael, which the Chayyah spoke a different Lashon, so why did Eretz Yisrael have a Hashpah on the Aram Tzoyva, which was near Eretz Yisrael, that the Lashon somehow changed? And And in Bavel, it seems they spoke a pure Lashon. I had a shtikul ha'orev. Taisis brings down a medrash. The medrash says, Al yi Lashon susi kal beinecha. Susi is a pesashtikul. Inferior Aramish. Arami is the perfect Aramish. And the medrash says that because the psukim were chaylik covered to the lotion. So, if the psukim brought down this lotion, that's something. That's now, in our Gemara it said, Rabbi Yeretaina, why are you speaking Susi? And Yeretaina, why are you speaking Aramish? But the Taina, I am the medrash with him Sanachas. Ayihi Susi kal beinecho. What was Rebbe's taina? It could be when the person is speaking, more at the beginning of Psochim brings down, Das Sposai Borum Ilelu Aposik, one should speak the Loshen Bor. That means the Loshen that one speaks should be. One should be capable of understanding the full meaning of the intent of what this person wants to say. That's called, that's what Rashi says, Taloshin Tzach, Taloshin Noah. That means this Loshin describes fully what I mean, fully and clearly. So, Memele, when one is speaking, Fakert, Das Fosei Boru Mileilu, when you speak, you should speak clearly, and therefore, this Lashon of Susi or Arami does not possess in it the capabilities of, when you say what you want to say, that the person who hears it understands you fully what you want to say and what you want to give over. So that was the time of Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef. For some reason, the Etzem Loshen is his achshivis by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It has achshivis, and we see the psukim b'chayla kovet of the Loshen. But that achshivis is not for speaking purposes. It has achshivis mitzad acher. But speaking, that their taina was when one speaks and one wants to relate one thing to another, so therefore, the Loshen should be said, B'loshen Tzach V'noed. Look to Gemara Vaita. What al Kaponim, so the Gemara just said now, there's Loshen Yevonis and Chochmas Yevonis. Loshen Yevonis, that's a Dova Mutter, that Chazal never asked, it's a Loshen Tzach. Chochmas Yevonis, this Chochme, which one was capable of speaking about one thing and being meramez about other nyonim, which that brought about the skilkul that happened by the betkufas achashmeinoi, the aset chochmas yevonis. Rek the gemara of chochmas yevonis mi asire, chochmas yevonis is also. Omar Rabbi Yudah Mishmu, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Eini oilu lenavshi mikol b'nois iri. Rabshim Gamliel relates a tragedy that occurred. Elef yelodim hoyu bebeis abo. There were 1,000 bocherim. Chomish meis mem lomdu teire. Chomish meis lomdu chochmas yevonis. Leinishtaya mehem from these 1,000. Ela ani kan uben achi abo ba'asye. Kitzel, they all were killed out. But Al Kaponim, it seems, Beis Abba, they learned Chochmas Yevonis. 500 Bochum learned Chochmas Yevonis. So the more answers, Omri Shaini, Beis Ram Gamliel, Shahoyu Krivim Lamalchus. They were Krivim Lamalchus, and therefore it was necessary to know this Chochmas Yevonis. Or the Chesanya, the Mabin Zana Baraisa. Hamasapel Koimi, person takes a haircut, Koimi, we'll see exactly how this haircut was. Areza Midarke Amoiri. This is also Darke Amoiri. Hukisem Loiselech will say, Avtumis Paruvin, Nitirulele Sape Koimi, Ibnei Shukorev Lamalchus, he was called Lamalchus, so Mamela, it was necessary that he should take such a haircut. Shall base Ram Gamliel Tulem Lesape Bechokma Shibonis, Meshekroivim Lamalchus. So Mamela, you can't bring a raya from Ram Gamliel, there was a special necessity that they should be Boki in Chokma Shibonis. And let us see Rashi. Chokma Shibonis Bnei Palten Akroivim Lamalchus Mesaprim, but this was those who were in the government. Any oil and nafshleg resina maidachsi. Sapsham the posse, but Yumi wasn't talking about this. But kloima kach omar rab mshimen kaira ni alatsmi amikra ze, sheyesh alai la oil, eini bepchi vedima, mikol mishpacha yisir for the terrible tragedy that occurred. Yelodim bachurim, amesaper kaimim lifnim bametzach, Vidarki Amori, Shemesaprim Milifneim, Meshairim Bloiris Meachereim, Vishnachine Derech Reimrim Legaleach Sar, Shalomailomin Hoizen, Vichubas Agoinim. Perhaps we'll understand the Lashon of Rashi better. The Rambam Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says as follows: V'lo yigaleach min hatzdodim, he shouldn't be megaleach the sides of his head, v'yoniach haseyer be'emtza. He leaves over the hair only in the middle, but the whole sides, I think the monks used to take such a haircut that the sides was misgalach and the top of the hair remained. That's one pshat. V'niach haseyah b'emtza. Or, v'lo yigaleach haseyah mikineget ponov me'oizen lo'oizen miniach hapera me'lachov. I think the Rambam means that they were megaleach from one ear to the other ear. That means from one ear to the other ear, the hair from the metzah till from one ear to the other ear going over the head. That they cut off completely. And the rest of the hair, as you need to compare it, that they had a pony. There, the hair grew, that's how their haircuts were. And this is, we're speaking about this, so let us speak about the Lashon HaRambam. So the Rambam speaks about these two haircuts. These two haircuts are also, and the Rambam says that if a person takes such haircuts, he's over unto Lavin, b'leiselchu b'chukis agoyim, chukisem leiselechu. And the Rambam says, and if a person does this, he gets malchus. He's over on Yisra d'Arais. So the Kesef Mishneh, the Beis Yosef, Eska Kashe, so if it's an Yisra d'Arais, so how were they matter? They were matter, called the malchus, they were matter, how are you matter on Yisra d'Arais? I matter nisa deraisa. So the Beis Yosef brings down two terutzim. One terutz is mishum hatzolas klal Yisrael. She Yisrael oindim lefnei amalchus heim matzilin es Yisrael. It was very necessary that there should be in the government members of the Yiddish kehillah, and that's how klal Yisrael existed. So Mamela, but they couldn't, they would be dressed like Eden, they'd have Yiddish haircuts, they wouldn't be eligible to be in the government. So therefore, this was Atzolos Klal Yisrael, so they were permitted to be Evelav and Deraisa in order to accomplish what they accomplished. That's one teret. A second teret, the Beis Yosef says, a very interesting teret. Inamri it's an Isra de Raisa, Inami Shemosra Hadova Lechachomin, Behein roi shein ligzai ala kreivim lamalchus. I think the Beis Yosef means, just like that we find by Mleches Chalamoit. Mleches Chalamoit, like other Rishonim, is a deraisa. By Adova Ha'ovid, you'll have to do Meloche. No, is it a Meloche? It's not a Meloche, you'll have to do Meloche. A pshat is, this Indian of Mleches Chalamoit was Nimsa Meloches Osam in a table, it was Nimsa Lechachme Yisrael, to decide when it is awesome in a Torah, when it's not awesome in a Torah, when it's a Tzorech of Dovra Ovid, they said it's not. That is the Teretz of the Beis Yosef. They bring down a third Teretz, the Marik. The Marik says, Apsamirdike Teretz. The Marik says, She'ein ha'iser elo, im oise mibnei sheretzoinai ledamislam. If the whole sole purpose of taking this haircut, because he wants to do the way they do, that's awesome in the book. He's taking this haircut for a purpose, not, but the whole haircut is echoes me. I think it's Mordek Meduik in the Pasik. You shouldn't go after their chukim. That means you want to follow their chukim. So that's what they call beautiful. That's what they call whatever it is. That's called your hoylech acha chukaseim. But if the etzim chuk bothers me terribly. We've got a murdik. The marik has a very interesting tshuva. He clears a shaila. It seems all the doctors used to wear certain types of begotten. So he's a doctor. So they asked the Marik if that is, it was a goyish lavush. They made these, if this goes into Bechukei Seim lo yisei leichu. So he says, no, this, he's wearing it to show that he's a doctor, not that it is and the whole union of these uniforms were to show in the community who knows Chochmas HaRefua, whoever wore these begodim, so this doesn't fall into the gather of Hukesem Laiselech. Now let us see Taisvis. Itiru lesapa kaimi, mitchila legozru al kreivim lamalchus. It would seem from the lashon of Taisvis that Taisvis does not learn like the Rambam that it's an issa d'iraisa. The whole issa is an issa lesapa kaimi, it's an issa d'rabonim. Mitchila legozru al kreivim lamalchus. That means so the Shita Mekabetzer says because there's a Merdeka problem. Whenever they assert Lusape Kaimi, so later, these were in later Deiris, Itiru Loi Lusape Kaimi. This was not the Deir Oisa, the Bezen that assert was much before this Bezen. So a Bezen cannot be Mevatel, a Bezen Shigodom in the Bechachma Beminion. So how would they matter? So Tosfos says, "Mitchila loygozu akoyvim lamalchus." When the original Bezdin who made this gzeire that you're not permitted l'saper koyme, there was already a clause that this does not apply to koyvim lamalchus. That's the first two lines of Tosfos. So now the Bnei Yeshua has a Tosfos amudik akasha. So if it never applied to Kreivim Lamalchus, so what is Pshat? The Lashon Gemara further. Avtumus Baruvin Hitiru Loi Lesaper Kaimim Neishikov Lamalchus. It seems there was a special heter for him. If you're just telling me the Gzeire Mitchila was never applied to the Kreivim Lamalchus, so what's up, Hitiru Loi? So they says, but who are your ogle? Kashkin b'mila, shalach ha'ptumas ben rubim sipa kaimish like here to Yehudi, v'hita oisa. Enechanami, don't take it, there was a special heta from him. I mean, he was the one that was always doing this. So that's why, but lav dakin, there was a private heta to him, it was already a previous heta that originated by the Goyzrei Agzeira. Zog to Gemara Vaita, Legadol Odom Asakela, we had in the Mishnah, person should not be Megadol Akelevam, Ken Kosher B'Shal Shalois, should be tied with chains. Tan Rabban, Legadol Odom Asakelevam, Ken Kosher B'Shal Shalois. Alomagadol hu beir asimucha lesvo, but a city that's close to the boundary, so mameli you need watchdogs there. So by day you can have a border police, so mameli it's not too gefellig. They don't need a dog by day, so you can have a Thai dog. But at night, the dogs used to wander, and if they heard barking, it's insane, there wasn't too much illumination, bisman a.m., so a dog was able to be makel someone who was coming. So they let these dogs loose at night as the protection from the yishuv. Tanya Rabbi Leza Godleim, Amagadol Klovim, Kimagadol Chazayim. Person is megadol chalom, is like his megadol chazel. Lamein afkemina lemeik malei ba'oro. Besides being a nisro, there's an oro also. Omar Rav Yosef bar minyumi. Omar Rav Nachman. Bovel ki ir asmucha lesvor domi tirgimo nerdoe. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi Lesfor Marko, the border, Bein Yisrael Legoyim, Vitzri Hashima, that has to be protected, they shouldn't infiltrate. Ba'oro, Kedesan Yilel, Oro Adam Vishi Gadol Chazayrim, so same thing with Gadol Kolob. Bovel Shem HaMedine, Ve'ir Achash Shebo, Nikreis Nado, one of the cities of Bovel is called Nado, Ve'oysa Ir Smucha Lesfor, and this was close to the border of Bavel. Bashmina Rav Nachman, the hoil v'yesh be'bavel yishuv kavua v'yisrael harbe, buta legado klovm biras mucha lesvo k'ilu yimeyaretz Yisrael. It would seem from Rashi that the Baraisa that said before itilam lesvo, the Baraisa says legado hu biras mucha lesvo, that was spoken, that heta was in Eretz Yisrael, the Yishuv was in Eretz Yisrael. So to protect the Yishuv, they were matar to Megadol Klovim, Be'ir Asmucha Lesvor. So now, Rav Nachman is saying that in Bovel, since there's a Yishuv Kavua, there's a lot of Eden there, so this heta, which Lamaisa originated in Eretz Yisrael, because then the Yishuv was in Eretz Yisrael, we can now transfer this to Bovel, because in Bavel we have an Iker Yishuv v'harba Yisrael. Doresh Rab Dostoy d'min Biri, uvnucha yoimar, shuva Hashem ribavois alta Yisrael. Lelamdoch shen shchine shoira Yisrael, pochais mishnei alofim u'shnei rebovois. That in order to be zoichet hashchos hashchine, we need 22,000. Chosar echot, if there was missing one, for hoise ishim iberes beinayim, there was an ishim iberes, uluuyo lahashlem, she's going to be mashlem, v'novach bo kelev, v'hipilo, and now a kelev barked, and because of this barking, so she was mapu, nimtso zegoyrem l'shchine shetistalek miyisrael. So this person, where the kelev was goyim, that the shechina was mistalek me Yisrael. My chavrus of Yehuda Kantor was ma'ira. The later, I saw in the mafteich, he'd been down from the machna chaim, which seemed also understood like that. The lashon is very unclear. When she was in Muberes, was there hashchos hashchina, or wasn't there hashchos hashchina? So it would seem there was Ashkos Ashkine, because it says later when she was Mapel, Nimtza Gemushkine Shetistalek Meyisrael, never was. The child wasn't born yet. So it would seem the Uber also brought about Ashkos Ashkine. That could be that Uruya Lahashlem. The Uber is also Roy Lahashlem. The Mafer brings down, I don't know the Sefer, the Chuvis Machna Chaim, that he has Akash and Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin says a Luba is not called a Nefesh. Because man, it's a Layotza Roshe. So Mamele, so yes, Akash from this Gemara, it would seem that the Uber is capable of being mashlem, this minion of 22,000. Now let us see Taisvis. Shnei alofim shnei rebobis garsinen. Bloi garsinen shnei alofim rebobis. It was such a gilse, 2,000 by 10,000, times 10,000. Should be 2 million, I think. The bemidbar loyhoyo kiim samachiba, if you need 2 million, 20 million in order to bring a shchot hashchina, the midbar loyhoyo kiim samachiba, there's only 60,000. Bishol sashchina. Sarkochoch, it's shnei alofim, shnei rebov is 22,000. No shuva riva is alpha Yisrael. Shuva Hashem riva is alpha Yisrael. V'loy shayich kan ho de echad din emomenes tochol beyasoro shchine sharye hoch anevim ba mishkon koma. Now, I think pshat and Tosfos is there's a tshuva of the binyan siyin. He was the Baloch Laner. Yes, Samir de Kekasha. Yes, Akasha. The Gemara says in the Seif Perik of Yume that there was five things that were missing by the second Beis HaMikdash. One of them was Ashrof Ashchine. One of them was Ruach HaKodesh. Right? And he brings a medrash, Loizoza Ashchine Mikoisel Marovi. Here we say by the Baye Sheini there wasn't Shchina, and now we say Afilu Bizmaneinu Loizoza Shchina Mekaisel Marovi. So how does this fit? So not understanding the Oimek Advorim, the Binyan Tzion says as follows. There's a Bechina of Kvoid Hashem, Kvoid Hashem Milias HaMishkan, and Kvoid Hashem is Mekor HaKdusha. That's called Kvoid Hashem. Val oir hanetzal, there's an oir that's nifrash from the Kvod Hashem, there's a zriche that's nifrash from the oir Hashem, that's called hashpoas hakdusha. That's called the from the mekoir hakdusha, there's hashpo hakdusha. That means, like, he gives a marshal, there's a lotion, you open up the windows, the sun can come in. He says, when you open up the windows, the sun doesn't come in. I'm sorry. The sun doesn't come in. The rays of the sun come in. About kaponim, about kol's man, the window shade is shut, or the windows are, the rays of the sun also can't come in. So, there are two bechines, this shchine, that's the kvoid Hashem, which is the mekoir hakedusha, that was only Babayas Rishon. And that's what Tosfos is saying. The Hocha Nevi'im Vamishkan Kama. That means that the Ashros Hashchina that was needed, that was Kvod Hashem, you needed also Ribavos Alpha Yisrael. Without Ribavos Alpha Yisrael, it didn't work. But if you had Ribavos Alpha Yisrael, then you had Kvod Hashem, which then was capable for Nevi'im, to have Nevu'e, was capable to have Kvod Hashem Aleyas HaMishkan. Kol Be'asore Shchina Sharya means that when Be'asore they're capable of receiving the Ashpoas HaKdusha that comes from the Eir HaNetzal Mimekor HaKdusha.